Serena came gasping and stumbling into the outstretched paws of Iris. The otter embraced her briefly before going back to slinging rocks.
Serena, no time to chatter now. We must get you and the little one to safety.
But Gail and Rab, what about them?
Keeping her eyes on the target, Iris bowled the rat over as a stone cracked his skull.
If your Squirrel King doesn't escape, there's nothing we can do at the moment, Marm. As for my Rab, you know he'd swap his life for friends. That's what he's doing now. I've got to get you away. That's my job.
A spear had furrowed Rab's side. He ignored the searing pain and dropped the rat with an accurate snapshot. Then he counted his remaining arrows. 3. Using bush and tree cover, Nagru's rats were surrounding Rab. Without turning his head, the brave otter roared.
Get them out of here, Iris! Go!
Snuffling a tear aside, his courageous mate hustled Serena and their babe, along with the otters.
You heard my Rab. Come on, move yourselves.
They fled over the hilltop, zigzagging north through the trees, all but one. A deep rumble shook Muta's huge frame. Anger and hatred shone in the badger's dark eyes. With unbounded strength, she seized the thick overhanging limb of a dead white beam. Her sinews stood out like ropes as she tore it from the trunk with a resounding crack. Regardless of twigs and splinters, Muta swung the large limb above her head, and like a whirlwind she thundered forward, launching herself upon Nagru and his vermin. Keen as March wind through a storm-lashed forest, a high-pitched whine tore from her throat. The wide twigged end of the bough caught Nagru, sending him muzzle over tail, soaring high into the air like a dead leaf. The foxwolf thudded painfully against the hornbeam, his shocked eyes taking in the destruction Muta was wreaking on his horde beasts as he fought to regain his breath. Finally, he managed to shout,
"Kill them both! Mingo! Rivenoy! Surround them! Use arrows! Cut them down with spears! Anything!"
Back to back, the otter and the badger stood, battering away madly, one with a broken bow, the other with a tree limb. Wounded in a dozen places, they fought like mad beasts as the grey vermin closed in on them.